but it will provide no other details for fear of tipping off rivals, of whom there are several, though one potential competitor, Facebook, closed its own high-altitude solar-powered drone operation earlier this year, with a view to using drones built by others to provide internet access in remote regions. At the opening of the Farnborough factory in July, the wings of the three Zephyrs then on the production line were carefully covered in order to avoid prying eyes. Rather than selling the craft outright, Airbus plans to use them to conduct particular jobs for particular customers, says Nigel Chandler, head of sales for the operation. A craft thus leased out might engage in earth observation tasks, such as maritime surveillance or detecting forest fires, or it might, by travelling in small circles, act as an internet node or as a platform for mobile telephony. Moreover, it could, if required, be moved around in mid-mission, for example, to act as an observation platform for a disaster area. That would both be much simpler than repositioning a satellite and cheaper to operate. Airbus will run its Zephyr service from a base at Wyndham, Western Australia, that will open later this year. This is surrounded by a large area of unrestricted airspace and has reliable weather for landings and takeoffs. Like landings, these also involve people giving the craft a helping hand. Depending on conditions, a Zephyr on the move can travel between 1,000 kilometres and 2,000 kilometres a day, so in principle, only this one base is needed to serve the world. Airbus will, though, offer a portable ground station and launching services in other parts of the world for those customers who do not wish to wait for a craft to arrive under its own, or rather the sun's, power from Australia.